original greeting. We break down a professional greeting into three steps. The first is a salutation, the second is an introduction, and the third is the business card. Salutation. Like, welcome to ABC Motors. Personally, I think that's the best. But you can also try good morning, good afternoon, good evening, hello. Your copy is one of the worst greetings. It begs our customer to tell us, no thanks, I'm just looking. You're looking about it. How are you doing? What can I sell you folks today? What can I show you folks today? Or, I hope you guys are going to be as much as the last to get somebody done. All of those are probably a little worse as greetings go. Introduction. My name is, and what's yours? And when you're asking that, you want to make sure you extend your hand to your customer. You want to shake hands with everyone in the group, including the children. The proper handshake is web to web, a firm grip, but not too hard, two or three pumps of the hand, and release. And it is no longer proper etiquette to wait for a female to offer us her hand and greeting. It is not perfectly acceptable for us as males to initiate the handshake. If you have developed a good memory yet, you want to write down the names. And the last step to a professional greeting is giving our customer one of our business cards. The reason I'm an advocate of this is that, one, it helps our customer to use our name. It's easier for them to remember, and it's easier for them to use our name. The more they use our name, the more comfortable they're going to feel with us. Also, it forces them to come up with another reason to feel good about leaving us. What I mean by that is, most of our customers understand that we are paid on a commission basis. So they spend 60, 90 minutes or so of our time and don't buy something. There's a little element of guilt or discomfort in leaving. Generally, they can relieve that guilt simply by leaving us with the hope of future business. And so they do that by saying, just give me one of your business cards and I'll get back with you. It's worked quite well the other stuff they've given me before. And so they expect it to work with us. That's why I ask that we give the business card up front. It just forces them to come up with another reason to feel good about leaving. Also, it forces us to get that much better. When we run out of time or run out of ways to control the situation of the transaction, we always say, just 1 second, I'll get you one of my business cards. If we've given the customer our business card up front, we're going to have to think of another way to buy time.
Step 4. Determine our customer's needs. Description A1. Those are questions as either or, as often as we can.
Now we're going to talk about step 4, which is determining our customer's needs. First, I'm going to share with you what I think we should ask. And what we should ask are control questions and dependency questions. Control questions basically are questions that we phrase as either or questions, and we're going to do that as often as we can. Here's some examples. Were you looking for a new car or a previously owned car? Did you want a four-door or a two-door? Wagon or van? Did you want it fully equipped, or are you just looking for basic transportation? Did you want